Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. From The Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh. It would be an interesting and profitable project, one which might well be done during the long dark evenings of Advent, to survey the whole Old Testament and to note the various messianic prophecies in an effort to see how they progress from a vague outline to an ever clearer, more meaningful and realistic picture. By such means, God prepared men for their Redeemer. The revelation began with the proto-evangel at the gates of paradise, with additions and clarification given to Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, Solomon, and the prophets, especially Isaiah. Holy Mother Church has made this pattern of progressive revelation her own in the liturgy. It is her way of preparing us worthily for the great feast. This is clearly seen as the picture of Christ gradually comes to life during the weeks of Advent. According to this pattern, the structure of Advent has two main parts, the first of which embraces the opening 2 weeks. During this period, the invitatory of the divine office hails Christ as the King who is to come. From the third Sunday onward, the Church intensifies her waiting. Now the Lord is near. During the first part, we ascend 2 steps. The first Sunday announces, "The King is coming." The second elaborates, "He is coming to Jerusalem," that is, to the Church. The second part of the season breaks joyously upon us. "Rejoice, for the Lord is near." That is the initial step. The Ember Days constitute another step, bringing us to new consideration. The Lord is coming as man. We hear his ancestry. The days of the O Antiphons, those days of most intense waiting, are a further step. At last, on Christmas Eve, we stand before the gates through which the Savior enters the world. This gradual and progressive revelation of the Redeemer, the pattern followed by God and the Church, must likewise become our personal pattern. Christ must shine forth in our souls ever more radiantly until we are prepared to behold his glorious countenance at the Parousia. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. The places which have been the theater of the crime, the spectacle of sin, will have to be purified before receiving the perfection of glory which our Lord wills to confer on them in his final coming. That is why the world will perish by fire. Then, after the final conflagration, will take place the resurrection of the body. The breath of God will reanimate the ashes of men and will place them in a fixed and invariable state. Man therefore awaits 2 renewals, one within himself by the operation of the Holy Ghost, and the other the reappearance of his mortal remains at the blessed resurrection. He is on earth only for that, and Jesus Christ only came to earth to procure for him these 2 goods. As Bossuet wrote, "What obliges the flesh to the necessity of being corrupted is that it is an attraction to evil, a source of wicked desires, ultimately the sinful flesh," in the words of the Apostle. To those who would doubt the resurrection of the body, St. John Chrysostom replies, "Have you therefore forgotten that God created man in drawing him out of nothing? It will therefore be much easier for him to give life back to him." Only the just will rise again to glory and to true life. The impious will rise again also, but to their confusion and their unhappiness. St. Paul tells us, "We shall all indeed rise," to which he adds, "but we shall not all be changed." Lord Jesus, in seeing how my flesh so often inclines me to sin, I understand that I ought to mortify myself. I accept also the hard law of suffering and death in expiation for my sins. Thank you.